7:37 is our time. We're joined now by ABC News correspondent Brad Garrett. He's a crime and terrorism analyst for ABC News. And Brad, as we watched what happened play out at the nation's capital last week, I mean, there was shock. There was certainly a level of disappointment, I think, nationwide that something like that could happen. But military leaders are determined and political leaders are determined that there will not be a repeat. Tell us about the response now, what we're seeing at the nation's capital now.
It's pretty impressive to physically look at. I was downtown yesterday, and there was even 7-foot-high fencing along 14th Street, which would be 14 blocks from the Capitol. They basically have created these rings of security through fencing, through 20,000-plus National Guardsmen, additional law enforcement from surrounding communities to D.C., and literally all over the country, with the Secret Service in charge, who you really are the sort of the experts of these big special events and pulling together all the intelligence and different specialties and people who have expertises and different types of potential attacks, along with obviously all the intelligence they're getting fed from various components, even around the world. So it's a pretty impressive thing to see. And it also, I think, goes to the, you know, the certainly the reduced possibility of anything significant happening, at least in Washington, next Wednesday.
Right. But at the same time, you do have these insurgency groups, for instance, QAnon, which followers of QAnon have kind of taken on a life of their own, still waiting for, you know, the latest decree from QAnon to come down. But in the meantime, their movement's apparently influenced by a lot of other input that's coming in.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And so I think the real concern is, are they actually planning something next week, next month, whenever it might be? And, it, you know, some of the intelligence will be maybe more challenging to obtain as groups like QAnon, et cetera, go to encrypted apps instead of using maybe Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, that they've been pretty much kicked off of. So does that create a challenge for law enforcement? It does, to a certain extent. But, you know, my big concern still are lone actors or maybe a small group of people, maybe not trying to take on the state, the U.S. Capitol next week, but maybe attempting to take on a small capital that clearly would not be able to have this level of security that's going on in Washington, or in particular being able to sustain, you know, an upward level of security at maybe your state capital or others.
Right. For instance, I didn't realize that not all state capitals, I mean, I'm so used to Colorado's state capital having metal detectors at the entrance for the public, and I didn't realize that was really not the norm nationwide in other state capitals, and other state capitals having to scramble to make such, if they are planning to make such precautions a reality right now.
Right. I mean, there is sort of baseline security that you're talking about. And then there would be what I would call enhanced security, where you have barriers around courthouses, let's say. I mean, sufficient barriers that with law enforcement and probably the National Guard could adequately fend off anybody that might want to damage people inside the building or the building itself. And the other, you know, issue, obviously, is that some capitals are so located, it makes it more difficult or challenging to shut off avenues, roads, et cetera. So that combined with limited manpower in many states for an sundry of reasons, because of COVID, because of morale, because of budgets, my concern is sort of the long term of this and the ability to sustain sort of adequate levels of security as we move forward.
Hmm. And how much does the fact that now we don't have the president tweeting out directives to followers. How much do you think that changes the landscape, or does it?
Well, I think in the short term, it doesn't change a whole lot that he doesn't have at least a public forum to communicate with people. You know, my sense would be, because it's such a part of his identity, that once he leaves office next week, he'll figure out something, whether that's to get involved in their encrypted apps. I have no idea, but he's not going to stop communicating with them. And to go to his own words from weeks or months ago, you know, he's kicked around of starting his own, you know, streaming service or own channel, if you will, or own show, and maybe use that as a place to get his word out. We'll just have to see.
Okay, and meanwhile, whether these groups will lose the fervor that we saw on display at the U.S. Capitol, or even increase the fervor, you know, now once there's a change in administration, that all remains to be seen as well. We'd like to thank Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, for joining us this morning.